Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to believe that this show ever ends. I have to leave you now because I know you. I don't want to make sure that you get up early because of the weather here. I don't want anybody to miss it. It's the most beautiful weather in the world. People think that just because it's raining, it's cloudy, and it's miserable, that it's bad weather. It's not. They arrange it like this to get even with Jewish people. I didn't know what the weather was going to be because when you watch the weather report, you can't even find out the weather. When you watch the weather report, but it's true, I don't know if it's true here, but in the United States, when you watch the weather report, you never hear the weather. There's always a fagula with a mustache and a stick, and he comes out and he tells you everything, except the weather. You're dying to know if it's hot or cold. That's all you want to know. Is it hot or cold? He won't tell you. There's a wind coming from Philadelphia. It's going through the coming from Turkey. It's going around the mountains. Is it hot or cold, you Nazi bastard? That's all I want to know. It will not tell you if it's hot or cold. It's coming. It's going. Who cares where it's coming from? Are you paying for the trip? Is it hot or cold? They won't tell you. They'll tell you it's a high wind, a low wind, a low wind. You care if a wind is high or low. Who cares? If it's high, you're going to walk like this? You cannot find out if it's hot or cold. They tell you the wind is northwest by southeast. Do you care? You ever walk out of your house wondering, oh, it's northwest? Oh, I'll go. Oh, it's southeast? I'll go this way. I know some people look at me like it's a trivial matter. It's not a trivial matter. If you want to know the truth, it's vulgar and disgusting. There's truth in labeling laws, truth in packaging. Why should there be a truth in a simple thing like the weather report? If you don't know the weather, call it something else. Do you have a right to call it the weather and it's not the weather? Do you stand all dressed up, schwitzing and waiting to find out if it's hot or cold, and this Nazi bastard has a right to waste your time for an hour and a half, these son of a bitches? It's a high tide, a low tide. You got a boat in the living room. Do you care? Son of a bitches. I love when they tell you the temperature at the airport. Who lives at the airport? Even when you think they're finally going to tell you the weather, it's never definite. It's never definite. 40% chance of rain, 30% of a cloud, 50%, 9%, 12%. What are you going to buy? 8% of an umbrella, 2% of a raincoat? You don't know the weather? Get another job. Nazi bastards. Son of a bitches. Maybe the Gentiles don't care. They're not that busy. Jews are busy. We have to get out of the house. Son of a bitches. It's a form of anti-Semitism. They want to keep the Jews at home watching the weather report. Meanwhile, the Gentiles will do business all over the country. Lately, it's worse. Lately, they give you two temperatures. Have you noticed it? It's 40 degrees, but with the wind chill factor, it's 2. And everybody's walking about, is it 40 or is it 2? Well, tell the truth, do you feel 2 temperatures? Who feels 2 temperatures? Either you feel 40 or you feel 2. I never heard a guy say, I feel 40. But with the wind chill factor, I feel 2. It's like telling you it's raining, but without the rain, it's dry. This makes as much sense as telling you about the barometric pressure, barometric pressure. What kind of a putz tells you about barometric pressure? Tell the truth. Is one person ever in the world sitting in the house wondering about the barometric pressure? Forget that I'm trying to be funny. People look cynically at me. Let me ask you truthfully. Did you ever in your life wonder about the barometric? When you're watching the weather report, did you ever say to yourself, I wonder what the barometric pressure is? You ever say to yourself, I'm not leaving the house. What's the matter? The barometric pressure. Did you ever hear a guy say, we canceled the bar mitzvah? Why? The barometric pressure. Oh, yeah, boy, somebody, yeah. So you're not sure that made sense? Makes a lot of sense because it really is vulgar and disgusting, and they get away with it because nobody complains. They have a moral obligation to tell you if it's hot or cold and go home. Don't waste time for Jewish people all over the world while trying to make a living. Son of a bitches. To a guy like you, it don't matter. I could see you're not working, but decent people.